He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortex of the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius!
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Sav LaFaire, and you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Play the best of the 80s every Friday night at 10 p.m. from the heart of Tufts University here in Medford, Massachusetts. And tonight we have another two-hour edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. We'll be back to our regular one-hour show next week as the spring semester schedule starts up. And like Edward, I would also like to thank the exec board for continuing my show here on Friday evenings. If you're interested in the playlist and or want to listen to the archive versions of the show, you can find what you're looking for at the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the About link and then click on Schedule. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-9636. And feel free to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. So to start tonight's show, we need to pay our respects to a true R&B legend whose career started in the 80s. James Ingram passed away this last Tuesday at the age of 66. We're going to play a few of the tracks that launched his career while working with producer Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
cement what she does. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer all night long. Love her today, find 100 ways. Don't forget there could be an old lover in her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say? Maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay. My best wasn't good enough, 'cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we find a way to find
gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. The Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going, and it seems at times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair, here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am an idiot. I forgot my playlist this evening. I had it all ready to go. All I had to do was push send. But no, couldn't do that. And I have no good excuse. So we're just going to wing it here. And sorry. See, this is what happens here when you're not prepared. But I will, I promise you, I will post the playlist as soon as I get home here after the show. And of course, as a reminder, tonight is a special two-hour edition of the Squid Pod. So, I will post the playlist. And of course, you can check out the archive as well. And of course, you can always call the station here if you've got any questions about the songs that you are listening to at 855-915-9636. Alrighty, so we started off that set with a little tribute to James Ingram, who we lost this past week at the age of 66. We started out with his duet with Patty Austin and Baby Come to Me. After that, we heard Quincy Jones featuring James Ingram with 100 Ways. And we wrapped it up there with Quincy Jones featuring James Ingram on vocals again with Just Once. Alrighty, we're going to dive back into it here. This next artist, of course, you all know it's Super Bowl Sunday on Sunday, obviously. And I wanted to give a little tribute to an 80s artist who is instrumental in the success of the Patriots as of late. That's right, Sophia George Chung. She, of course, is the mother of safety Patrick Chung for the Patriots. And back in 1985, she came out with this, among, you know, many of her hits. But she had this one particular track that went number one in Jamaica and went number 10 in the UK as well. So we're going to kick this next set off with her and Go Pats.
One on here, one on another, one on the beer. One to the liar, one to the doctor, one with a Just run and scare.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair. Started that last set off with the, it is the infamous Sophia George, also known as Sophia George Chung, mother of Patriot Safety Patrick Chung. That's right, she was a pretty infamous reggae singer from Jamaica back in the 80s. And we heard one of her biggest hits, Girly Girly, from 1985. It's my little shout out to the Pats here for Super Bowl Sunday. After Sophia George, we heard Magazine and The Light Pours Out of Me. The Bongos gave us Numbers with Wings, and The Fools gave us Running Scared, covering Roy Orbison. Thomas Dolby and the title track to his The Flat Earth. And we wrapped it up there with The Blue Nile and Tinsel Town in the Rain. So much to get to here, as usual, folks. So, stick around. And in case you're just joining us here, this is a special two-hour edition of the Squid Pod. And next week, we'll be back to our regular one-hour show as the spring semester starts up. But in the meantime, still plenty of 80s music to get to here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
My hands perspire and shake like a leaf.